Fellas, welcome everybody to episode 101 of the Game of Traffic Show. I'm your host, Mike Sansom, chilling my co-host.
Simply Amazing, how about I do it tonight?
Everybody, get up for Mr. Amazing. We're going to talk about PlayStation losing over 2 million subscribers. We also going to talk about Henry Cavill leaving the Richard series. But we get into today's show talking about Xbox, talking about price increase. Big Phil was talking to the Wall Street Journal event in South California. Microsoft CEO, well, gaming CEO, stated he believed prices of certain Xbox products will go up, but nice of Phil not to do it for the holiday season, Mr. Amazing.
Well, thank you. At least get some games before you do that.
Mr. Amazing, tell people what you think about this.
I'm not surprised. Inflation. Everybody got affected by inflation, so I'm not surprised. When news will come up, I'm sure you said it several times. Netflix went up from the time we had it. I mean, yeah, you name it, it went up. So Microsoft was just like, it's our turn. But like you said, it was nice that they hold off till after the holiday season. And I hope when they do it.
So they get applause for that?
They should, because everybody else didn't care. The gas man told me my gas is going for $55. He didn't give me no warning, yeah. But I'm not surprised though.
But what was it, the Microsoft or Sony side and right raised the prices of their console? What did they say, Mr. Amazing?
Deal with it. That's it, Michael. They said deal with it.
No, I'm talking about Microsoft.
Yeah.
Microsoft didn't say deal with it. We're not going to raise our prices.
Oh, we're not going to raise this. Yeah, they did say that.
Damn.
But
that time changed that quickly.
Inflation, you know how there's inflation, but if you see it, you're lagging. You gotta do what you gotta do, man. I'm not a fan of it, but it's part of today's life.
They looked around and said, hold up, everybody's raising the price of the games. Hold up, 2K, NBA 2K, $70. Hold up, what are we doing?
Did Nintendo partake in inflation?
I think the Zelda might be going up. The new one?
The new one,
$69.
Wow, that's a lot for a Nintendo game, yo. Especially for a game that never goes on sale.
Nintendo barely, that game's barely going on sale.
Especially their popular ones. The popular ones never go on sale. You go there, go buy freaking, what's his name? Mario Sunshine is still the regular price, yo.
But you get good value back in the trade.
You do. Mario games, the depreciation is not bad at all.
So, let me ask you a question. What do you think they're going to raise the price on?
Definitely Gamer Pass at different tiers. That's going to be, that's...
But what they always say, they're going to raise the game tax. They're going to raise those prices.
Definitely. I think they're all going to go up by $1 to $2 at most. I don't see nothing more than
$2. You think they're going to hit $20 Gamer Pass?
The high-end one? How much is the high-end one right now?
It's only one Game Pass. I think it's Game Pass.
I'm thinking of, my bad. I'm thinking about the PlayStation.
It's Xbox Gold and the Game Pass. Ultimate Game Pass.
It'll be like $2. I think it'll be $1 to $2 more.
I think it's $16.99 now.
So it'll be $18.99, $19. Practically $20, practically.
You think it'll go $20?
Not yet.
Or people get fooled by $18.99.
You get fooled by $18.99. You know, that's a marketing trick. Why we see the $99, not the full dollar amount.
You won't say, well, what was that? $19.99.
Too close
to
$20.
Just put $18.99.
Yeah, $18.99. I'm going $20. You go $20? It could go to $20, and you could be right. And if it did, I'm not surprised. But I don't think they're going to do it yet, because $20 looks, whoa, you're at $20. Like, it's too much of a shock.
I see you saying, too.
So they might not do it yet. $18.99. All right, it's under $20. You can still get it for a $20 bill. You can still get your thing. So I don't think they're going to do $20 yet.
How about the hardware?
Yeah, the hardware's probably going to go up $50. I think it's going to go up $50.
On both?
I think more on the X. The S, no. On the X, I think it will.
How much? $50? $25? $100?
I'm going $50, man.
I think it might go $25 for the S. $50.
You think the S is going to go? The reason I don't think the S is going to go high is because the S doesn't sell as well.
But
S is not it's not you know, a premiere, you know, the full graphics or that, so that's why I think you can keep it at that low point.
S probably sells more than X, and you can get that.
You can get, exactly. This is why I think you could get away with the X with that.
But this is what I think they're going to do. I don't think they're going to raise the price on the consoles, but I think they're going to raise the price on the games and on
the games. The games are already expensive as hell.
The games are $69.
I know, but how can you put more money on that?
The games are $59. Excuse me.
No, they're $69.99.
No. It's only PlayStation exclusives and other game companies. But Microsoft said they're going to keep it at $59.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I think I know goddamn exclusives. That's why I realized that.
I believe they're all going to go $69 also to push it towards Game Pass.
That makes sense. Wait, so...
The exclusive games.
Oh my god, going blank. Their famous game on Xbox. Oh my god, Halo. Halo. That wasn't
$69.99? No.
I didn't realize that.
No.
Oh, okay, then you're right then. Then I think they'll go to $69.99 on their exclusives then. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think they're going exclusive to $69.99. And I think that's going to wave them pushing, pushing people towards Game Pass.
I agree. I can see that also.
So, how about the controllers?
Good question. I think the controllers are not going to go up. I think they're going to stay at their regular price.
How about the memory cards?
Those might go up. Because, man, those might go up. Yeah, those might go up. But not significantly.
But I haven't seen the cheaper ones.
Not yet.
It's supposed to be out already.
Supposed to be. But remember, there was shortage on those chips, remember?
The chip on those things? I don't think there was shortage on that.
Were they not? I thought there was, though, no?
No, remember, I think it was $200 for a card. The 1 terabyte, they're supposed to be a cheaper brand.
Oh, yes, you're right. I do recall that.
Yeah,
you're right.
So I thought we went for $100. I was going to get, like, the 500 terabyte.
500. Whoa, gigabyte. Okay. I was going to say, damn, Michael, they got that?
Yeah, that's I was getting a half a terabyte, excuse me.
Oh, that's good. That's just Madden and Call of Duty. You're done.
basically.
You're done.
Basically. So, anything else you want to say about this topic? I mean, I'm not surprised, because I think the problem with a lot of people when PlayStation started raising their prices and people are like, oh, Xbox are so consumer friendly. Like I said, no.
They're going to follow.
They're not your friends. I always say, they're not your friends.
It's a business.
It's a business, bro. It's a business.
And you know what's the funny thing about that? Is that we get mad. Oh, there isn't prices. But the funny thing is about that. Because they raise their prices, some people, and I've probably been victim of it too, think, oh, it makes it even better, the system. It's like psychological, I feel like. Oh, because it costs this more money, that means it's going to be better. You know
what we're doing. Never fool me with that.
No. It's like when you go get medication. There's a pain relief method for your headache, right? There's a store brand, and then there's the generic brand, and there's the Tylenol or the Motrin. And then you're gonna always, people tend to buy the Tylenol or Motrin because it's name brand, but the ingredients and the makeup is the same thing. I think the same thing can happen when you put the price up on the hardware. People might be like, oh, the price went up, so it's a better system, or this is better, or that's better.
I don't think so. That's a bad analogy.
You don't think so? I think it can happen, though.
I think it's a bad analogy.
I'll take the L on this one.
All right, Mr. Mason, let's go to our next topic. Our next topic goes with PlayStation. You know, PlayStation has always been killing it. It's been killing it this generation. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, PlayStation has lost over 2 million subscribers. According to a financial report, PlayStation Plus has lost 2 million subscribers in 3 months, meaning the time period of the end of June to December 30th of this year. This accounts for a 4% loss in PlayStation Plus subscribers base. It dropped from 47.3 million to 45.4 million. Mr. Mason, if this is a calm for alert, should we start panicking? What?
I don't think it's panic mode, because your numbers are still high, and they're higher than Microsoft, that's one. But I do think it is an eye-opener to maybe change the way they're pricing their different tiers. I do think that's what it is. Because I feel like the tiers were not... it's not much that separates them. There's not much content that's going to each one either. For them to have so much tiers and so much price point, I feel like it also gets convoluted and a little bit confusing for some people too. So I do think if they work better on the different tiers...
I think
the tiers is the reason that this is happening, though.
Sony CFO explains the problem. He blames the lack of marketing for the revamped PS Plus with the new tiers tells subscriber budgets. That's a problem. Also due to nobody's on lockdown no more, so less people playing games.
That's true.
Subscription.
Yeah, so we've touched that.
I believe both of them do play a factor in it. But I think the pandemic plays more. Just the pandemic has slowed down.
Yeah, but Sony still made a 10% increase in revenue, though.
The revenue still.
Yeah, so that's why I don't think Sony for them to be like, oh my god, we're in trouble.
They're not panicking.
They have the reason to panic right now.
I don't know if Xbox lost subscribers. I think probably across the board, everybody lost subscribers, whether it's Nintendo or Xbox. I think they lost subscribers too.
Yeah, it was part of it. Like you said, the pandemic had more people playing, and now that pandemic, I don't want to say it's over, but it's run a nice little course and it's fading. It's fading.
The only problem with the pandemic, though, the retro games are still high as hell.
They are.
So that has stopped that.
That is true.
Well, Mr. Mays, anything else you want to say about this?
No.
So PlayStation fans be alert. Should Sony be on red alert?
They're good. Until revenue's lost, none to be afraid of.
But no, I noticed Nintendo stock had went down. I think it was like $10.
Get out of here, that low?
Yeah, I'm never going to top it, but I'm going to go show you right now.
I didn't know that. Why is that, though? Because Nintendo, they have a decent lineup out right now.
Nintendo stock has went down.
I don't know why that is, though.
No, a lot of tech stocks were going up during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of tech stocks went down. Yeah, exactly.
It's down to $40.
Oh, okay. Mike got me
high. No, look.
Oh, 1032. Oh, wow, that's pretty cheap.
Anybody wants a Nintendo stock, scoop it up. I'm going to scoop it up, too.
I think I'm going to do that today.
Scoop it up.
They'll be back. They're always back.
Yeah, they'll be back. But like I said, so many people have Switches. It's still selling. But it, you know, there was also news breaking. Nintendo PlayStation 5 is actually the highest selling console a month ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
And Nintendo shares fell 7.1% on Wednesday. That's crazy.
That was crazy. Video games industry is crazy, man. The tech world is crazy, too. So, you know, saying anything can happen. And since the pandemic has calmed down, you know, more people out, more people going on vacation. So I'm not surprised by subscriber numbers have been lowered.
You're right about that.
So, Mr. Mazie, anything else you want to say about this?
No, I'm okay.
All right. Let's go to our next topic. A Jordan Peele wants to make video games. Mr. Mazie, you would like to go into that topic?
Yeah, Jordan Peele was on Kojomi's podcast. You know, they're talking about, you know, the industry, his movies.
What podcast?
Kojomi.
I thought he's on a podcast with him, and it was...
Yeah, they were on a podcast together. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so they were just talking about, you know...
Talking about his
career, movies, games, and all that stuff. And then he put it out there that... he would like to enter the video game world, and then I think that's a great idea because he could probably make a killer horror game. I mean, that's what he's known for. You think of Jordan Peele, you think of horror and psychological thrillers, too. You could say so. I think he'll be good for that, and he has a passion for playing games. So I think it all works well.
It'd be very interesting. According to what he said on the podcast, I do love games. I think they are very connected to storytelling.
Yes, they are.
And in that truly believe the art form is about, and it also stated, it's about putting yourself in someone else's shoes and understanding what it might feel like to be in someone else. So yes, he wants to make video games.
Do you think he's going to get in it, though?
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't know. Maybe something 2 years from now.
Like an indie game?
That'd be a good place to start. Mm-hmm. But he probably won't do indie.
He's too big for that. He's too big.
Even if you do a double A game.
Yeah, he's too big for it. You're right. Probably would be that.
Well, you never know.
You gotta start somewhere.
That's
all you need is a hit. Once you have a hit, the world is yours.
Alright, Mr. Amazing. Let's go to our next topic. Our next topic is Henry Cavill.
This one's sad.
He's in The Witcher, man.
You know, for that night, no, all jokes aside, I actually like him as the Witcher.
Yeah, I like
him. It's going to be weird not seeing him there.
I forgot, what's his name? Thor's brother supposed to be replacing him.
Yeah, Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very weird not seeing him there, man. It's like, and plus he's such a bigger, his physique is way bigger than Liam Hemsworth. And more interesting is how they're going to flip the story. Because remember, there were about, I think, 11 more witches or something like that. I forgot the exact number about a witch. There's only a handful of witches left, so... Are they gonna kill his character off and make a new Witcher that came today? I don't think they're just gonna replace him. I think they're gonna make him another Witcher. Because remember, there's several Witchers. And then also, they were grooming that little girl to be a Witcher. So, how they're gonna do that.
I just think they're just gonna have him replaced. That's it.
I don't think they're replacing it. I think they're gonna have to go a whole different line, a different storyline. I think they're gonna kill him or something. They're probably gonna kill him.
But tell people why he's doing it.
A bigger check. And you know what that check is? Superman! He is revitalizing his role as Superman, Clark Kent. He's back, y'all. And not for nothing, he's been a great ass Superman to me.
Yes.
So I can see why. I also don't see why he couldn't do both. It's not like they're gonna consume that much of his time. Why he couldn't do both? They must know. Be a con. I think it's contract issues.
I don't know. Cause remember, those some of these movies take a long time to do.
They do, but I just know on Earth I can see the both of them conflicting that way. God damn, The Rock has 1,000 movies, Michael. The Rock's in 1,000 different movies every year.
The Black Adam supposed to come out. She started doing the Black Adam, supposed to be doing Black Adam since 2009?
Yeah, that is true. But The Rock still managed to make 1,000 different movies a year, Michael. If The Rock can make that much movie, I don't see why our good friend Gerard Rivera could not do the same. But there's probably more politics behind that we don't know.
Ah, we'll see. I mean, let me ask you a question. What beloved actor you hate seeing leave the role?
I would hate leave to see the role?
Either a movie or TV.
And a movie? That's a very, very good question.
Or happened that disrupted the show?
I thought Batman when the original Batman.
Oh. Switching him?
Yeah. What's his name? What the one when Jack Nicholson was in?
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, I love Michael Keaton, man. I thought Michael Keaton was dope.
George Clooney is okay.
George Clooney was okay, but Michael Keaton was way better than me, yo.
But you don't think the last Batman before them, Christian
Bale?
Yeah,
he was good too.
I like him as Batman.
Christian Bale was good too.
And he was not bad, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all.
I mean, I know the Batman, the new movie.
Yeah. I haven't seen those. You know that?
Robert Pattinson's not bad at it.
Yeah.
I just don't think the Bruce Wayne part, they need to work on it.
Okay. I haven't seen those. But there's a lot of shows. Because the thing is, you watch a show, you fall in love with that actor, actress, and then to see them just go. Matter of fact, a perfect example. You and I haven't seen it yet. How are they going to do it with Black Panther? I think that's a perfect example talking about this.
We know
eventually he's gonna be replaced even if he was alive. He does the system was supposed to take over in the comics.
But not this soon though. But later on he comes back anyway.
He does. That is true. But my thing is like seeing such a big figure like Chad Boseman go is like wow, you know. That was sad. But unfortunately that was the death. Tragedy. Yeah, it was through death. So. Not like he just left the show, you know, it was through death.
Through illness, yeah.
But I'm just saying that as an example because now the reality check is like, wow, he's not there anymore, you know? Which is you know, it's weird. It's weird.
True.
So, I mean, who do you have in mind on the show that you see be
I'm
weird for you to see?
Fresh Prince.
Okay,
aunt. The mother.
The mom, yeah. It was insane. That was insane.
Aunt Viv.
The original Aunt Viv, as people say, the black Aunt Viv.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's all jokes. She was better because she was more alive. She was she interacted with the kids more. I feel like she related to that generation more.
Yes.
And she had more of a, I don't know what the right word is,
more
but
charisma.
More, charisma, yes, charisma. Danielle Ann Vivian. No knock to her. It is who
no,
she is.
No, it's not to her. She wasn't known. If they had a poll right now.
Yeah.
The original Aunt Viv would win over.
Oh, absolutely. Hands down. Everybody loved the original Aunt Viv more. And I think she will tell you the same thing, too. She probably said the same thing, too. And even... Like, if you did the show over with Uncle Phil, I don't think no one can replace Uncle Phil. Like, there's some shows that you just can't replace a character. Like, Uncle Phil's one of those characters. You just can't replace Uncle Phil.
True.
So, you know, it is what it is, though. But it's hard to see a character leave a show and then still continue the show. And a lot of times we see where, in instances, can't think of my head, a show is not as good when a main character walks away. All
right, Mr. Mason, let's go to our next topic. Speaking of movies,
yep.
Black Adam.
Uh-oh.
It's been out for a couple
weeks
now.
At least a month now, right?
Almost a month.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet, though.
I'm probably going to see it.
No, he's not.
No, I'm going to see it.
Your bootleg guy's back?
Very funny. I'm going to go see it.
All right.
I'm going to go see it.
You can't get tickets to Black Panther, that's why.
Yo. And you know, that's the truth, man. That's the truth.
Oh, you try, guys. Let's go see Black Adam.
That's the truth. The Rock getting the money any way you can.
I'm not bad at The Rock, though.
Okay. Black Adam domestic gross is $142
million.
International gross, over $184 million.
That's not good.
Total gross. $327 million plus.
Jeez.
Mr. Amazing. What do you think about this? You think he's gonna reach the billion?
Not at that rate. Maybe 2025 it will. Yeah, not at that rate. This thing's going less than the Powerball.
It opened at $67 million.
That's what we thought it was gonna do good.
I don't. I mean, we both discussed it before. We know when Black Panther came, it was over.
No, yeah, we said that. We knew Black Panther was gonna just dominate everything around it.
It's gonna get the crumbs. Maybe Thanksgiving might not get that.
It's gonna be exactly what we just said. I could get tickets to Black Panther. All right, let's go see Black Adam. That's exactly what's gonna happen. The numbers will go up. Yeah, that's exactly what's gonna happen, and then it'll probably get its numbers based on that. And you know, and then no knock to Rock, because The Rock's a great actor, so there's no knock on him. But it's just not Black Panther.
No, it's not Black. No, okay, because I said it before. Who the hell knows Black Adam is?
I didn't know Black Adam was until I heard the name coming. I'll be honest with you.
Black Adam is. Let's keep it real.
You know, you're right. You're right.
He's not the most popular character. I put him like a B-lister character.
He is a B-list character. He's exactly what he is. I agree with you.
He's not. No.
He's not the. Not a popular DC guy.
He's an anti-hero. He's not Wolverine.
He's DC's Ant-Man. I'm sorry to say, but that's what he is. He's DC's Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. How much Ant-Man sales?
He probably is, though.
Movie's coming out next year.
Yeah.
Ant-Man.
Yeah, the thing is, the last Ant-Man did very well, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know the numbers for that.
When I say very well, I'm talking about the movie was good. I should say that. Let me correct myself. The movie was good.
The first one, second one, I think the first one's a little better. The villain was kind of
Okay.
Second one, not too bad. But T.I. was in it. I don't know if he's in the next one.
Oh, okay.
The controversy he was in. But what am I about to say? So how much did he gonna make? And also, it's banned in China.
Oh, it is.
Reports.
I was gonna make that billion then. We'll probably get to like 600-700 mil.
I don't think make that much.
You think so? No. I think the sales gonna go up again because of Black Panther. I think the sales gonna go up with it.
No, it probably have some sales, but just like you said before, it's because you can't get tickets to see.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I think the sales gonna go up on it.
I think the end results, they might get 500.
Not bad. It's not bad, but it's not great either.
I mean, Thor. I don't think Thor hit a bill. Thor didn't hit a billion.
Well, Thor wasn't good to me. Sorry.
I saw Thor. I think they got Disney Plus. I'd be mad if someone saw the movie theater. So it was. What else did it make? The Batman didn't make.
Well, so then that's the case.
They made in the high 100,000.
800,000, you said?
I think Batman made 800,000.
800 mil, you mean?
I mean, sorry. Why can't you say 800 million and I said Black Adam, I said 500,000.
Disrespectful, Michael.
500 million.
Disrespecting you like that.
Black Adam might make 500 million.
Okay.
So I misspoke. I said 500,000. You didn't correct me the first time.
I was like, let me let him rock.
Very funny. Do you think that there'll be Black Adam 2?
Yeah, they are gonna be. They invested too much money in The Rock and all that stuff for them not to be. Yeah, there will be a part 2.
The only thing with him playing Black Adam at his age, you have to do the movies real quick.
You do, because The Rock's not a young chicken. Rock is what, like early 50s?
He'd be 50 this year or next year?
I think The Rock is already 50.
No, I think he turned 50 this year.
So he's just 50. Okay, so he turned 50. Well, then again, what's his name? Iron Man. He's in his 50s too. He did a good job.
Rock is working out for his role. You don't have to work. He's put a damn suit on.
That is true too.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true too. So I mean, he can get away with it until he's about 60. If he keeps himself in shape. He could. But Sylvester Stallone looks decent. He's in his goddamn mid-70s.
No.
He's in his mid-70s.
He's not playing Black Adam at that age.
No, to 60, he might get away with it. 10 years? A 10 years, man? The Rock looks good, man.
54, you can probably play 54.
Nah, you can go beyond that, Michael.
54, 55.
If The Rock keeps himself in shape, and The Rock, he looks youthful. He's not an old-looking 50. There's old-looking 50s, and there's young-looking 50s.
Old-looking 30-year-olds.
Exactly, and Rocky doesn't fall in that category. So I think The Rock is okay for the next 10 years.
All right, Mr. Amazing, since you said so. All right, speaking of movies, we're going to see our trailer of the week.
Which one's this one?
Listen to everybody. Creed 3, baby.
Ah, that's a good one, too.
Everybody, relax and listen.
So my house party pick they make it?
Creed 3. Do not watch House Parties. Be
House
garbage.
Party looks good to me, too.
Garbage.
Yo.
Garbage.
House Party wasn't that bad.
All right, Creed 3. Let's listen, everybody.
I spent the last 7 years of my life living out my wildest dreams. Bianca, Rocky, my dad. This is built on their shoulders.
Hey, my man, can I help you?
Let me get an autograph.
Nah, I ain't signing an autograph, but get off my car.
You don't remember me, huh?
Amy,
how long were you locked up?
18 years, bro.
Just got out last week.
Glad to have you back out, huh?
I know I've been away a long time, but I kept myself in shape. I still got gas in the tank.
Come by the gym.
Thank you.
Curious what happened with you two?
I didn't tell you. We was like brothers. I was the best, though. Man, I never got a chance to prove that.
That's cute.
I know what you're doing, Donnie. You don't owe this to nothing.
Damien's fighting the world and he's trying to hurt people.
I vouch for you. You think you mad? Try spending half your life in a cell. Why does somebody else live your life? I'm coming for everything. You threatening me?
Something is going on with you.
Damien was like family. We passed talking.
Then maybe you just have to find out. Do what I gotta do. Some of my methods you might disagree with me. These are family ties. I recognize mine. I know that they needed me. Traumatic stress. Watch it manifest. Got my only fear. I ain't scared of death. Did you hear me yet? I ain't scared of death. Did you hear me yet? What you gonna do? Threaten to take my breath? I need you to let go of your fear. Let go of the guilt. Let go of whatever was and walk into what is. I fear those chains are breaking, yeah. I fear God, I don't fear death. I see those strings, I see the step.
Alright, that's Creed 3, Mr. Amazing. You green light, red light it. Y'all like this trailer.
Mike, I gotta give you credit, man. You've been on the street with these trailers. I definitely green light this one too, man. And I like the fact that they got Jonathan Majors on there. Brought back actress Tessa Thompson. Of course, Michael B. Jordan's on there.
Hold on. It's amazing.
Yes.
Rocky's not in.
Rocky's not in it, though. I do think this is the last production though, on this movie. I think they're having some kind of disagreement when it comes to the production and the view of the movie. So that's going to be kind of weird not to see him in it. But I still think it's going to be a good movie, though. And for those who know the backdrop of this, it's Mr. Creed with a childhood friend. He, you know, went to jail, trying to give him a...
It's in the trailer, Mr. Mason. It's in the trailer.
You know, it says in the trailer.
But it's like, we've seen it before. One of the friends take the rap for a crime.
Yeah.
He made the friend who's out makes good. The other friend comes out and says, oh, you owe me one.
You owe me one, yeah. So, pretty, yeah, Michael said, you couldn't say it better than that long I was about to give you guys. So, we've seen it before, but it's all about how you play it out. And I gotta say, Jonathan Majors looks fucking... This is, you know, as the kids today would say, you know... What did they say? I don't know what they say. But anyway...
He looks ripped.
God is humongous. He is humongous. He looks... A lot of people love Michael B. Jordan's physique, but I think his physique is bigger and better than Michael B. Jordan's physique, so... This is gonna be it's gonna be interesting. Let's just hope the fight goes down well too.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'll green light it.
Yeah, I green light this too. Did we get the release on that one yet?
March?
Awesome.
Yeah, well, I believe it's March. Sorry, I didn't see the
So that's good though, I mean, like we got a lot of
release for?
Let's find out. The release for Creed 3, well, you were correct, Michael. Early March, March 3rd of 2023.
No, John Wick is coming out 3 weeks later.
Oh, get out of here. Yes. Oh, shoot. Who'd they kill now?
Yo,
kill his cat? Again? It was the dog, the cat, the fish.
All right, so Game of Traffic gives it both green lights.
That's good. Yo, look at that. Michael's been doing all right, guys. Give Michael a hype. Even though he didn't put my house party, but he picked one I do like, though.
My kid's house party.
All right, we'll see. We'll watch. Watch House Party got some banging reviews when it comes out.
It goes straight to streaming.
All right, we'll see.
That's it, needs to go straight to streaming.
We shall see.
All right, Mr. Mason. Let's go to our Should We Care topic.
Okay.
Our Should We Care topic is, Remedy has confirmed Control 2 is in development for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, and PC. The sequel will be co-developed by 505 Games.
Oh, Mr. 505.
Mason, do you care a lot, a little, not at all?
Okay. I'm gonna put my bias fist to the side. I'm going to say I care. And the reason I'm going to say I care is that this game was popular, super popular, and it did very well. Be it iPad or not, this game was probably a lot of people's favorite game. Was a 5-5 game when it came out. It won, exactly. So yes, we should care. I just hope the reason I couldn't get into it looked outdated. My God, by the time I played it, it looked outdated. And I played it maybe a couple years later, maybe like 3-4 years later after it was released. It looked outdated to me, and I couldn't get into it. I don't know why. But that's what stopped me from playing it, be honest with you. What about you, Mike? Did you get a chance to finish the game or play the game at a distant level? So you sound like you were me.
I just couldn't get into it.
It looked outdated. What was your take on it?
I didn't think it was outdated. I just couldn't get into it.
You couldn't get into it?
I just couldn't get into it. I played it. Asked a couple other people played it. Some people, this was not bad, but
my game loved it. She kept trying to get me to play for a while.
So I just couldn't get into it. I traded to get my $10 from GameStop and moved on.
But I do think the next one will be good, though.
I will give the next one a chance.
Yeah, but I think we should jump on it early, though.
Yeah, I mean, jumping late or early, a good game is a good game.
Yeah, true. I give you that.
My thing is just like, it's a bigger budget this time. It might be a better game.
That is true. Not to say the first one wasn't a good one, though.
No, Assassin's Creed, I thought it sucked.
It was repetitive, the first one. I loved it, but it was repetitive.
You know, it got better. The second one was better than the first one.
Yeah, you know it was. That I and that.
So, you got care a lot. I got care a little.
I know I got care. I don't got a lot. I just got care. I think you should care.
I care a little. All right, Mr. Mason. Let's go to our Gangster or Wangster of the Week. Former WWE superstar Dave Bautista is letting him know on social media that he wants to be part of the Netflix live-action feature of, guess what, popular franchise.
Which one?
Gears of War.
Oh, okay.
So he posted a short clip of him lobbying for a role in Gears of War. Mr. Mason, it's a gangster wangster movie.
He looks thirsty. That's what that is. He's thirsty. That's like that girl that goes in front of the club with the shortest dress, shortest this, because she thirsty for that attention. You are attention-seeking whore. No, that's a good word. Yeah, edit that one out, Michael.
Mr. Mason, watch your language.
This is a family-friendly show. But, my friend, you look thirsty. And if you were good, just play goddamn print. Act for go try out for the role. How about that?
Yo.
Making your own short videos.
Dave Bautista is an established actor, and he's played in several good movies.
Alright, so then go audition for the show and leave it to your skills.
There's nothing wrong with him lobbying for the role.
Yeah, of course you can lobby for the role, but you look thirsty doing it.
But I still give it the way.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Can we say this for the longest while? They want you, they'll get you.
Exactly.
So I do give him the wangster. What do you think?
Yeah, how much you?
Alright, Dave. I love you, dog, but you're the wangster
of the week, thirsty fella.
Oh my God.
Guess he ain't coming on Game of Traffic anytime soon.
Alright, let's go to a shout of the week. Our shout of the week goes to Stray, the video game. According to San Francisco News, the video game Stray has inspired a campaign to help stray animals.
Nice!
PlayStation users are posting videos on social media of their pets reacting to the video game while using the hashtag Stray Reaction. This has now made
ACPS?
Yes, to get involved and think about helping more stray animals.
That's cool, man. Look, wow, video games bringing things to life together.
Well, that's good. And I'm glad to hear that.
That's actually a very good positive story to end the show on.
Yes, I try to be positive on the Game of Travel show.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All right, Mr. Mason. Also, the Houston Astros won the World Series. Shout out to Dusty Baker.
Yeah, they did. They did, man. Shout out to Dusty
and
Baker.
And they did it illegally.
No this cheating. This time there was no cheating. Yep. Cheating. Give him that credit. So
let's give him my shot. Anything else you want to say, Mr. Mason?
Go out there for Wakanda Forever. Go support it.
All right, everybody. But also, you contact at Twitter. You contact Mike Sansa, Game of Traffic 1. And Mr. Mason.
Keep it real with you. It's been watch I logged in, y'all. I don't remember my name.
No, I have no comment. But I'll be putting the poll up you said last
time. Yeah. That poll's on now.
All right. All right, this is Game of Traffic. We out. Love you.
Love y'all. Take care. Later.